Dreamscape presents Dead, White, and Blue by Carolyn Hart, narrated by Johanna Parker. Chapter 1. Anger sharpened Vera Hurst's features, emphasized the determined line of her jaw. She had never quite been beautiful. Her jaw was too strong, her deep-set eyes too commanding. There was something primal in Vera that Wesley found irresistible. Flaming with rage, she had never been more desirable. Once she had been his wife, but he had squandered her trust. He'd lost what mattered to him, and now he was trapped in an empty marriage. "Shell said she'll bring suit for adultery." Wesley Hurst stood with his back to the hotel room door. He felt caught in a nightmare, his life spinning out of control. Vera folded her arms. "I see. The slutty homewrecker is the little woman betrayed. That's almost funny, but not quite." Vera's cool voice was controlled, acerbic. "She won't agree to a divorce." Wesley still grappled with disbelief at Shell's response. He shifted uncomfortably from one foot to the other. Damn, women were a lot of trouble. He felt bewildered and obscurely resentful as he faced the woman who had been his wife, who was not now his wife. He'd never intended to have more than a fling with Shell. In a moment of unrelenting honesty, he faced up to shabby motives that made him feel small and inadequate. He'd wanted to score off Bucky, and maybe he'd wanted to shake Vera out of her complacency. And, he felt even smaller, maybe he was attracted to Shell because she was openly, flamboyantly powerful, where Vera's force was concealed beneath a veneer of southern charm. Shell, voluptuous, sexy, and inviting.